All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Inside my car, I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you,
love you.
I need you,
need you.
I want you, got to have you tried. Great God in heaven, you know I love.
It is hour number two on the Garden America radio show, 6 minutes after. To our friends on the East Coast, we say good Sunday afternoon to you. And a good morning to the rest of us, 855-424-9825. Again, that new toll-free number is 855, the number 4, then BizTalk. You can also follow us on Facebook, john@gardenamerica.com, if you want to send us an email with your questions and comments. Any emails, John? Any more emails?
You know, we did have a few that I answered off the air.
They didn't pass muster for the air, huh?
Just for the sake of time. And, you know, because we've got a lot
to do, don't we?
We do. We have a full slate. And we've got Nicholas Stadden coming up. And Nicholas is always so interesting to talk to because he's really aware of what's going on in the plant world and what kind of new plants there are. Like Tatiana, he also travels all over the world.
Yes, he does.
And so that's one thing. The other thing I wanted to mention quickly was that I know last week a couple other people signed up to go with us on our trip to Cuba, but we had some information that the Cuban government has changed the procedures for going to Cuba.
Oh, really?
And that now they require... 3 months in advance. Is it 3 months? I think it's 3 months. A list of everyone who's going to be staying in a hotel, every American that's going to be staying in a hotel in Cuba. So if you want to come with us, there's not much time left to sign up. So, I mean, you still have a little bit of time, but we can only take 27 people with us anyway, so I do want to recommend that you go to gardenamerica.com and take a look at our itinerary. It's going to be a fun trip.
It is. You know, I'm just thinking about, you know, they've been publicizing over the news in the last couple of days that there were three major airlines that were now going to be offering flights to Cuba, and I think people are assuming that if the flights are available, it's okay for them to go. But if they need to, first of all, it would be difficult for them to find a hotel without going with a group such as ours. And second of all, obviously, from what you're just saying, that they could book their flight, but they wouldn't be able to go unless it was a 3 months notice.
Right.
It sounds like they're making it a little more difficult.
Yes.
Well, fortunately, we're going with Earthbound Expeditions, who has led dozens and dozens of tours to Cuba. So they already have relationships with the hotels. They know where we should go, what we should do, and everything will be planned out perfectly. And I guarantee if you like tropical plants that this tour is one you absolutely should not miss. It it's just really going to be exciting. And, you know, kind of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see a country in the midst of change. Trying to think of when this happened last in our lifetime. Probably not unless you were over in some of the Eastern European countries. But anyway, it'll be fun. So, again, just go to GardenAmerica.com for the Gardens of Cuba tour. That's with Sharon and I. Brian's going to stay home.
Yeah, I'm not going to do this one. I'm gonna kind of, you know, watch this from afar. And I think maybe I'll Periscope you guys while you're over there. So you'll never know when I'm watching you.
Periscope.
I don't know what Periscope is.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to keep it that way. We're going to keep it that way. Hey, we're still trying to get a hold of our guest. Apparently, a little bit of problem. So
okay.
We'll delay till we get him on. But this is the part of the program, Sharon, that I love, because this is where John comes in just out of nowhere and gives us great information about something we should all know about.
Well, I know that he's been, well, he just told you and I on air yesterday that he's been very busy putting up some fruit trees and
yes.
shrubs and
you know, first time
citrus.
For a lot of things that we're going to be offering.
Yes. Olive trees. I don't think we had olive trees before.
Never
did
had
we?
Olives. We've never had raspberries.
Have we had pomegranates?
Oh, yeah. We've had pomegranates.
Yeah, we've been selling a lot of pomegranates.
But these, are these different pomegranates or are they the same ones we sold before?
Same ones.
Okay. I thought for some reason I thought they were new. In the conversation we had yesterday.
There are going to be one or two new ones, but I haven't had a chance to add those yet.
Okay.
But the one we have, I think, is probably one of the best pomegranates out there. That's the Parfianca, which came from the collection in, was it Turkmenistan?
I believe so.
From Gregory Levin's collection in Turkmenistan. He collected, I'm trying to think how many different, it was somewhere between 1 and 300 varieties of pomegranates. Had the world's largest collection, and when the Soviet Union broke up, the Turkmenistani government decided,
right.
we think we could make more use of this space by growing vegetables. And
very good.
Destroyed his collection.
And I also mentioned something to John this morning, Sharon, before you got here, that piqued his interest.
Really?
Because I found a tag on one of my roses.
Uh-huh.
And it said, was it Light My Fire, John?
Light My Fire.
Light My Fire. It was,
ooh.
It was,
well, it was
buried.
Just Light My Fire, not Light My Fire, John.
Right. Light My Fire. I should have said, comma, John.
Right.
That's a different species of rose.
But it was buried. I noticed this tag was folded up and curled and buried. I dug it out.
Okay, good.
And I went, oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then John says it's not available anymore.
Oh.
No, I forgot about that because it's a Floribunda from Keith Zeri.
Keith Zeri.
And it's one right when Jackson and Perkins was going bankrupt.
Oh, my goodness.
So it
this is a real collector item then.
Right.
Yeah.
John wants cuttings. How about that for a change? He wants
How
cuttings from me.
How about that? That make you feel proud?
You know, it felt pretty good because John's always telling me, you know, don't get rid of the tags.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you don't. And then pretty soon, you don't know what you've got.
You know, and that's one of the favorite things that my gardener loves to do.
Get rid of your tags.
Yeah. Besides watering, which is basically what I'm asking him to do, just go out there and water.
Now, between you two, this is what really surprises me.
But he loves to take tags off and throw them away.
both of you, with your extensive history in the world of horticulture, you both have had bad luck with gardeners.
Yeah.
Horror
so.
Stories.
Well, I don't know if mine are horror stories.
John's had some horror stories.
John's is a lot more severe, but yeah. Or I'll have, you know, containers filled with bulb plants that have gone dormant.
Ugh.
And so then my gardener thinks that they're just empty pots and he'll just throw them away.
I wouldn't even do that.
Well, you know, I have blooming in front of my house now, black calla lilies.
Oh, better yeah, get rid of those.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they got there because where did we get those, Sharon? I had them in a container.
We got them at, was it the Pacific Northwest Flower Show, I think?
Is that where it
yeah,
was?
Yeah, I think so.
And they did so great in that pot for years. And then last year when I did all the re-landscaping
uh-huh.
around my
yeah,
house,
right.
they just disappeared. I had no idea what happened to them.
And now here they are.
And now here they are popping up in an area where I never would have put them because they're right at the front of the border and block everything behind them.
So that leads you to believe what?
Well, I think that they, when they were grading and cleaning up around there. They just took a pot and dumped it out.
Dumped
and,
it someplace.
And buried it.
How about that?
And as you like to say, plants do want to live. So even under those conditions, it came up. How great.
Well, I found one of those sweet potato vines come out up in the middle of my lawn. And I know that was something that was down by the mailbox.
Yeah.
So, again, they must have just bulldozed everything together.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens to me a lot of times because I'll find a bulb plant that I thought I had lost, and it had been dumped
someplace, and voila, there it came.
Yeah.
No, I don't have that problem because I have a small patio. Things are in pots. It's very organized, and very rarely do I see anything except maybe the occasional weed come up in a pot.
So the has the Light My Fire Flora Bundarose bloomed for you?
Yes. It's one of those that I would look at and I'd say, what is that one? That looks familiar. Now I know.
Yeah.
So when I get home today,
it's a gorgeous color.
Yeah. When I get home today, I'm really going to pay a lot of attention to it and see how good it's doing. And
I'll give you a little tip.
On how to use
it as a cut flower.
Oh, I wanted to know what. You know what else works well as a cut flower that's going on? It's probably a week and a half, is tangerine trees.
Streams.
No, it's tangerine trees, right? Oh, streams. Okay, the lyric is trees. John's version is streams.
And we are selling tangerine trees on our website.
But see, John thought the lyric was different. But anyway, the point being, a week and a half, and it's doing very well.
It does last a long time.
It does last a long time as a cut flower, cut rose. Okay, still trying to get a hold of our guest and not looking good right now, but that said, we're going to keep on trucking. This train's not going to stop. Going to take a break right now, coming right back at 16 minutes after the hour.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
Your citrus trees could be under attack from the Asian citrus psyllid, which can spread the virus that causes the deadly citrus greening disease. Stop the madness with Bayer Advanced Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control. The mix and pour application protects citrus trees against the Asian citrus psyllid and other destructive pests. Help stop the Asian citrus psyllid from spreading the virus that causes the citrus greening disease on your citrus trees. Bayer Advanced Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Are you getting the best results out of your garden? John and Bob's Smart Soil Solutions is mixed, optimized, maximized, and nourished by a salt to create Blend. Blend is an economically convenient way to organically improve your soil. Garden America listeners can go to johnandbobs.com and use the discount code GARDEN20. That's GARDEN20 for a 20% discount on all their products, plus free shipping on orders over $80. At John and Bob's, they focus on soil life, the key to gardening without chemicals and toxic products.
Visit johnandbobs.com.
This Father's Day, get your dad the gift of music at Guitar Center. With a Williams 88-key digital piano for just $169, a Mapex piccolo snare, or a Cordoba ukulele, your choice, just $49. Get a 5-pack of Hohner harmonicas for just $15. Or get a free $10 promo e-gift card with every $50 Guitar Center e-gift card you buy from now until June 18th. For terms and conditions, go to GuitarCenter.com. This Father's Day, celebrate the musician you call dad at Guitar Center, in-store or online.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Trucking, got my chips cashed in. Keep trucking like the dude of man. Together, more or less in line. Just keep trucking.
All right, 21 minutes after the hour, Sunday. Thank you so much for joining us, and we say good afternoon to our friends on the East Coast. This is a great time to call us, by the way. Lines are wide open. We guarantee to get you on. Call us now at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-4-BIZ-TALK, 424-9825, or john@gardenamerica.com, and we'll get to your questions, your comments, as we cruise through a Sunday together here, broadcasting from San Diego, iHeart Studios, John.
Hey, we should probably let our listeners know, because we've been talking about all the new citrus that we've added to our website, and fruits in general, that because of agricultural restrictions, we cannot ship to Arizona, Texas, Hawaii, or Florida. However, we can't ship anywhere else in the country. So if, you know, even if you live in Maine and you want to have a citrus to put out in the summer and bring in the winter, we can send it to you, or if you're in Alaska, no problem. But those four states, unfortunately, we can't. So I wanted to let listeners know about that. And then I wanted to let the listeners also know, take a look at the number of citrus we have, because we have a lot of varieties that are really difficult to find at local garden centers. You know, we talked earlier in the show about the Mahwah kumquat.
Yes.
Which is one that's always been difficult to find. And the reason for that it's been so difficult, Sharon, is, and everyone wants it, but the reason it's difficult is you can't graft it on the same rootstock you graft other citrus onto.
Oh.
It won't grow. So they need a special rootstock just for that. One that we didn't talk about that is another favorite that's sometimes difficult to find is the key lime, or sometimes called bartender's lime.
Mm-hmm.
Or
I have heard of that.
Or Mexican lime. And we have the thornless variety.
That is so cool.
Because I don't know if you've ever picked citrus, Brian.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, yeah.
But you can come.
You can get bit.
Yeah,
they're vicious.
Long spikes on those. And I just noticed that I have a capital H in thornless on the website.
Yes,
which
you do.
I need to go through and change.
Well, I thought maybe that was a way of you of emphasizing that this is thorn-free.
Yeah, I would have gone with the emphasis.
Yeah.
That's a good cover, Sharon.
No, it's a way of putting something up and not having an editor check it, Sharon.
You're editing it right now as we speak.
Yeah, I'll go through and change that. But the key lime's the one that they use to make the key lime pies.
You know what? You know who's got the best key lime pie? I told you this before. Is that we don't have any restaurants in San Diego, but Tommy Bahamas. They have a restaurant in Newport Beach. They have them in a few places across the country, Florida, and in Palm Desert.
Absolutely.
The best key lime
pie. I'm salivating here.
I think we bought one time and took it home.
Oh, of course.
I couldn't believe it. And that's where I first had yucca. I thought they were French fries.
Oh, yucca fries. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Very healthy for you.
I've never heard of yucca fries.
Oh, you haven't?
I said, what kind of french fries are these? These are fabulous. The guy says, well, they're nuts or that's yucca. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So, Sharon, you know what I'm talking about.
I do indeed.
Yeah. Yucca. Yeah, what are you guys talking about?
Yeah. they taste like potatoes. They cut them like french fries. And they were wonderful. He's on the computer right now, Sharon, finding out about this.
You know, when I went on our site, Garden America, and looked up the citrus trees and looked up the Mexican thornless tree, John a lot of times includes a little recipe.
Yes.
And this one is minty cucumber limeade. Now, doesn't that sound good for on a hot summer day?
Oh, yeah. Talk. Why don't you tell people how to make that?
Minty cucumber limeade.
Yeah. So, and I'm sure a lot of people have seen, you know, where they put out like a jug of water and they put in thinly sliced cucumbers in there or some mints to give the water a little bit of an extra zesty flavor. Well, this one calls for two cucumbers, the ends trim, but leave the peel on. You coarsely chop them, and then you add a half a cup of the fresh Mexican lime juice, and that usually comes to 5 to 10 limes, depending on the size. And then you add 1 1/4 cups of spearmint leaves and remove the stems, just the leaves, a half a cup of sugar, 1 1/4 cup of water, and you're good to go. You blend it all together, and you fill the pitcher with ice cubes, and then you add the juice, and you serve with some sprigs of mint and slices of lime. Oh, my goodness. This sounds so good and refreshing, John. Have you ever tried this one?
I have not, but somebody shared that with me. And I
really?
Thought, yeah, I've got to put it in there because that's one that I'll try. The reason, probably the main reason I haven't tried that is because I'd have to get somebody to make it for me.
Well, yeah. you've got one of those ninja blenders, don't you?
Yeah, but I can't squeeze the limes.
Oh, that's right, because you're allergic.
Right, or I can't pick the limes.
You can't touch it, can you?
But can you?
No. I can drink it.
You can drink it. Wow.
As long as I wash my lips afterwards.
Oh, ooh.
So you break out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So then he starts looking like Kanzo Kuchibeto. Kanzo Kuchibeto.
Kanzo.
That's translation is liver lips.
Well, that's a first. Old liver lips is with us, huh? This, by the way, in case you're tuning in, is the lifestyle portion of our show.
That's right. No, but we were talking about this recipe that John has included in the description of this particular Mexican thornless lime, which I think sounds great.
The one thing about lime trees is that they are a little more tender than other citrus.
That's a good point.
So you've got to plant them in frost-free areas or areas that are protected. But some citrus are pretty hardy, like kumquats, take freezes. So it just depends, you know, the type of citrus that you have and what your growing conditions are. So yucca is not yucca.
What is it really?
It's cassava root.
Is it related to yucca in any way?
I don't know. I don't think cassava and yucca are related.
Well, these were sure good. I mean, it tastes just like potatoes.
I think that the cassava is related to tapioca, isn't it, Sharon?
Yes, it is. It's very good.
Oh, that's good, John.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine eating yucca.
But it was. But that's what he said. He said yucca, though, I thought.
Well, you know what? It's probably yucca because it's Y-U-C-A.
Yeah.
And then sometimes
that's
spelled Y-U-C-C-A.
Okay, there you go.
Everybody knows what yuccas are, so that's probably why
they call
it.
Glad we cleared that up before the next commercial break. I'll tell you, that would have been a long break. We're approaching 30 minutes after the hour. Lines are wide open again. Guarantee to get you on if you call right now. Whatever your question is, comments at 855-424-9825. That's 855, the number 4, then BizTalk. That's BizTalk. Sharon Asakawa, John Bagnasco, I'm Brian Main. Good morning, good afternoon. Thank you for being there. Good grief. We're coming right back.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America. Red, white, and you.
Home burglars happen during the day when you're not there. Someone could be at your house right now, ringing your doorbell to see if you're home. And as soon as they know you're not, they break in. This is how 95% of break-ins occur. Hi, I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor of the Ring Video Doorbell. I invented Ring so you can see and speak with anyone at your door using your smartphone. So would-be burglars think you're always home, even when you're not. And when someone approaches your home, Ring's advanced motion detection alerts you, giving you full monitoring of your property. Installing Ring takes just minutes, and its dual-powered design will work with your old doorbell wires or the built-in rechargeable battery. Time Magazine and USA Today named Ring a top 10 gadget. And at under $200, Ring is the smartest way to protect and monitor your house.
Go to ring.com/safety for free FedEx shipping. That's ring.com/safety. With Ring, you're always home. Order yours today at ring.com/safety.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Exactly 35 minutes after the hour, 25 minutes away from the top of the hour. And that means when we do get to the top of the hour, news on many of these BizTalk Radio affiliates. This is Garden America. Every Saturday and Sunday, we kick things off at 8 o'clock in the West Coast, 11 a.m. Eastern Time Zone. Lines are open right now. You will get through. You will get on the air at 855-424-9825. That's 855-4-BizTalk or john@gardenamerica.com. And we are back. We've got 25 minutes to go, and I've just been told that Nicholas is with us, Sharon, so the timing really couldn't be better.
That is fantastic. Well, Nicholas Stadden has been a very good friend to all of us, and as well as one of the premier horticulturalists in the world. And formerly, he was the director for new plants at Monrovia Nursery, and now he is with another company, but still wants to share with us some wonderful information about what to do about this upcoming summer with the hot, dry spots and patio area. So good morning, Nicholas. It's great to have you on the program once again.
Sharon, it's wonderful to be here. So a very good morning to everyone and to John and Brian as well.
So let's talk a little bit. First of all, why don't you tell our listeners what company you are working with right now?
Okay, I'm working for actually two companies. One is called Village Nurseries, which is a nursery which is local to Orange County, and they have four garden centers in the Los Angeles areas. And they also are a provider of plants to the design community, landscape architects, and also large construction jobs as well. And the second company is called Mountain States Wholesale. And they're a really unique operation. They were started by a gentleman called Ron Gass about 40 years ago. And Ron used to go off into the Sonoran Desert and down into Mexico and off into the Joshua Tree area and collect seeds of endangered plants.
Okay.
And then he would germinate these, and these were actually used for reclamation areas, such as where freeways were going through, and then he would replant these areas with native vegetation. So years on, he's now got a pretty large wholesale nursery over in Arizona and is shipping material into California and all through the Southwest, and it's a unique group of plants. They're perennials, yuccas, agaves, probably about 400 varieties in all, but it's probably the most, probably the best selection of plants for the Southwest anyway.
So are both companies that you work with, are they both wholesale?
Yeah,
I know that Mountain
Village
States
Nursery
is wholesale.
Yeah, Village Nursery is wholesale. And they have four retail locations where gardeners can go and shop. So they have a nursery in Orange County, one in Huntington Beach. They have two other locations. I'm so new with them, I have to learn them all, I'm afraid.
That's quite all right.
But with Mountain States, they're actually wholesale only, so They sell to retail garden centers, and you might, I think you're probably familiar with a company called Tree of Life down in San Juan Capistrano.
Yes. Yes. And that's, very that, well.
That's, yeah, that's an example of, they do a lot of business with Mike Evans. So it's a real learning curve for me, Sharon. It's many
for
of these
you?
Are new plants.
Really? That's that's surprising.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's why all of us that are in the plant world, I think, stay in the plant world, because there's always something new to learn, and it's never a boring occupation, is it?
It keeps us wide awake, that's for sure, wide awake.
So yeah. I thought maybe you could talk to our listeners about something to some plant ideas that we can incorporate, for example, in our patios, and as well as to accommodate those hot, dry spots that are so problematic in the summertime for us.
Yeah, sure. Well, one of the, you know, the whole container opportunity just seems to go from strength to strength. And I still spend a lot of time in retail garden centers looking at the selection of containers which are out there, and it gets broader and broader. So there's really something to suit every taste. If you want a container that's on the contemporary, kind of the more modern side, a real trend now is people are using animal troughs. And you can get these small animal troughs. They're aluminium or polished steel, and they're fantastic for container gardens. And especially if you have a small garden, they fit beautifully. They've got a good amount of soil in them, so they hold the moisture. They don't dry out too quickly. And a lot of people are using these on their vines, for on their patios, whether to plant vines or perennials, or especially they're very popular with vegetables as well. My favorite line of containers continues to be these probably the larger containers, which are they're red, sage green, blue. I mean, they come in all these wonderful colors, and they're available in the home centers and in the retail garden centers as well. If there's one group of plants that I think people can lean towards today for fantastic summer color on the patio, are the group of mandevillas. And,
aren't they brilliant colors? Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah, and there's so many new ones, Sharon, as well. You know, they go from, you know, blood reds. There's some kind of reddish-orange varieties on the market now. There are some new variegated varieties which have a green center with a slightly golden outer and a bright red flower. The variegated varieties tend to be not as foliferous, but they're still very visual. But a company called Suntory probably has, I think, one of the best collections, and they're called Sun Parasols. And they come in whites, reds, pinks, you name it. The new one on the market, it is a small dwarf variety that can be used in a hanging basket, and that's just called Garden Parasol. And the only color, I believe, that's available in that line right now is red, but you can be sure there are going to be more coming.
Yes, I'm sure that Suntory will do that. They are a marvelous growing company. Anything else for us?
I think that, you know, we're all can we talk about the water situation quickly?
Yes, we should.
Yeah, everyone is obviously very concerned about the water situation, and interestingly enough, I live in Brea, and we just got notification from the city that they're going to give us an extra day of watering, which I'm really surprised at, so maybe there's a little bit of relief on that. I think a lot of people feel that in order to have a really drought-tolerant garden, you know, it can only be done with yuccas or agaves, etc., and that's true to a certain extent, but there's a whole cornucopia of drought-tolerant plants. Yuccas agaves are certainly one of them. There are lots of aloes that look beautiful. They like a little bit of a dappled shaded area in the afternoon. Salvias, there's just a huge amount of salvias that are in reds, whites, purples, and pinks that are fantastic for the hummingbirds and also the pollinators in the garden as well. And I think one of my favorite plants at the moment is probably a Vitex. And, you know, Vitex can get pretty large in the garden, you know, sort of 15 feet high and the same wide. But mm-hmm. there are some new dwarf varieties coming on the market. We're probably about a year away from seeing some of these in California. But these will be varieties that get maybe, you know, 5-6 feet high and the same wide, and they're going to be marked improvements. So you can have a lot of color in your garden. You can have a lot of color in your garden and still be very water-wise and drought-tolerant.
You know, we're going to have to take a break, Nick, and when we come back, we will finish up talking about some of these wonderful plant suggestions that you have. And I do love your idea about the troughs, using troughs as a way of displaying some of your plants in the garden and in the patio.
So do stay with us. It is 45 minutes after the hour. One more segment coming up as we continue. And again, that number to call, questions, comments at 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com as we cruise through Sunday together. Good afternoon to the East Coast, and of course, good morning to the rest of us here on this Sunday as the weekend continues. John Bagnasco, Sharon Asakawa, Brian Main here on the Garden America Radio Show from Biz Talk Radio.
Nourish your landscape this spring with Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for a season of abundant green. Hi, this is John Bagnasco from Garden America. And with the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. For our plants and lawns, we need to make sure to provide a way to replace what's being consumed from the soil. Nutrient-rich Milorganite helps feed the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The organic nitrogen in Milorganite is slow release and won't burn plants or your lawn even during drought conditions, and remains in the soil until the conditions are right for plant growth. Plus, the non-staining iron promotes deep green growth for a lush lawn you've dreamed of with less mowing. Remember, a well-maintained fertilized lawn is better for the environment and reduces weed problems. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite. For better results, naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
Are you getting the best results out of your garden? John and Bob's Smart Soil Solutions is mixed, optimized, maximized, and nourished Biosol to create Blend. Blend is an economically convenient way to organically improve your soil. Garden America listeners can go to johnandbobs.com and use the discount code GARDEN20. That's GARDEN20 for a 20% discount on all their products, plus free shipping on orders over $80. At John and Bob's, they focus on soil life, the key to gardening without chemicals and toxic products.
Visit johnandbobs.com.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Here's George Foreman with Invet Health.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Minutes after the hour, final segment on this Sunday. Thank you so much for being right there. Thank you for your support all these years. We are glad to be here, Garden America, right here on Biz Talk Radio. Follow us on Facebook, 855-4-BIZ-TALK. Sharon?
Well, we're talking to Nicola Staden, who's been offering us some ideas on what to plant on our patios for hot summer sizzling color, such as the Suntory Mandevillas. And I believe it's called the Parasol series, correct?
Yes, that's correct, Sharon, yes.
All right, and so, then you talk, go ahead.
No, I interrupted you.
I think you were starting to go into some more water thrifty kinds of plant suggestions as well.
Yes, exactly. So for listeners, if you have a pen and paper at home, I'm going to rattle off some names here. There's a wonderful group of flowering yuccas called Hesperellas, and it's spelled Hesperalloe. The common name is red flowering yucca. And there's a wonderful variety on the market called Brake Lights, which is bright red. There's a yellow one. And then the regular species is kind of a soft pink to a slight red. They flower intermittently right the way throughout the year, and they're an absolute magnet for hummingbirds. Now, if you're looking for a small tree for your garden, I would recommend a plant called desert willow. And desert willow will get 15 to 18 feet high and the same wide, but you can keep it smaller, keep it trimmed, and it will have a profuse show of flowers right the way from late spring through the summer. There's some great varieties out there. Probably the best-known one is called Timeless Beauty. Timeless Beauty is almost seedless and will give you a long flower of season. And then one that I've been introduced to recently is called Bubba. And I think we all probably know how to spell
great
Bubba.
Name.
Oh, it's a wonderful plant. Has a much larger flower, not as long as a blooming season as Timeless Beauty, but it has a really large pink flower, so it's fantastic. And then I'm going to suggest one one native bush for your gardens, which actually comes from Mexico. It's called Galvezia, and it's Galvezia. And the common name is Island Snapdragon. The one to look for is a smaller growing variety, which is called Junsia. That's Junsea. And many of the garden centers are carrying this plant now. It's going to be evergreen. It gets covered with bright red flowers and is just a magnet for hummingbirds. And I'm going to give you one grass, and I'm a real fan of grasses, and that's deer grass. That's a common name. The botanical name is called Muhlenbergia. That's Muhlenbergia. And the one to look for is a variety called Regal Mist. Regal Mist is readily available in the marketplace. She's been out for years. But in the mid to late summer, going on into autumn, they put this great display of purple plumes out. And if you're lucky enough to live near the coast and you get the afternoon breeze, these plumes will move from left to right in the breeze.
Yes, yes.
So you know, grasses are just great for our garden. So that's one I would definitely go out and look for in the garden centers and plant as soon as possible.
Now, will this reseed readily or not?
No, Sharon, that's a great question. Muhlenbergias are not known for their reseeding. Even though they are native to some parts of the southwestern regions. There's several other different varieties out there as well, but they're not known as invasive. That's a big problem out here right now with invasive
yes.
plants.
Yes, right. Well, what I do like about the Muhlenbergia, the deer grass, is that, especially this particular one, Regal Mist, is the fact that the inflorescence does look like it's just like a cloud of mist that is covering the plant in it. It's just lovely. So great suggestions. Yes, yes. Good. So I see that you are learning very quickly.
The learning curve with plants, it never ends, does it, Sharon?
No, it does not. And as always, Nicholas, it's such a pleasure to have you on our program, and look forward to talking to you again. If there's some particular questions, hate to put you on the spot like this, but if there's some particular questions about the plants that we discussed, can we just forward these email questions to you then?
Yes, absolutely. I would love the questions or any other suggestions people would like to hear me talk about, and I'll get back to you very quickly.
All right. Is there an email that you would like to give out, or would you prefer that?
Yes. No, I'd love to. Thank you. My email is Nick, that's N-I-C-K, J as in James, Staden. So S as in Sierra, T Tango, A Apple, D for Delta, D for Delta, O for Oscar, N for November, @gmail.com.
Okay, Nick J Staden @gmail.com. Once again, Nicholas, it was a pleasure to have you on our program.
Sharon, lovely. Thank you so much.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, just a very few moments, and that's going to do it. But good time for him to call, and that was, good information, and it's always good to speak with him.
It is indeed. I was afraid that we were going to be missing him. And
timing was good, though.
Yes, haven't spoken to him since he no longer works for Monrovia Nursery, so glad that he's still being used because he's such a wonderful horticultural resource for nurseries and plants people.
The music's coming in a little bit early, I think. But
I thought that was...
Okay, that's all right. Any last words, John?
Wow. Yeah, according to my timing, it was like 4 minutes early.
We've still got a little bit of time. That's all right. Go ahead, John.
I was going to just quickly mention that I had planted that in front of my house, that Hesperella that Nicholas was talking about, Sharon. The brake lights.
Yes.
And I like it because it doesn't go set seed, which is why it keeps flowering over and over again as opposed to other Hesperellas.
Okay, here's the real cue. Hey, thank you so much for being with us and joining us each and every weekend. We do appreciate your support. For the entire crew, I want to thank David, our director, and studio coordinator, John Bagnasco, Sharon Asakawa. I'm Brian Maine. Enjoy the rest of your day. Get Growing America. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.